Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. And I am the Christian ambassador for the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High Almighty Father Allah and the Most High Almighty Mother Allah. So let's get on back to this revelation and understand this science and understand that all of this comes from the ancient African ancestors of the human family. Your whole element table of elements, the concept of fire permeating through the whole of the table of elements, the concept of the mother principle, the waving waters of noon, that original hydrogen water plasma is that reality that binds the whole of the universe together under the mother principle. And you know the father principle is operating as well. So Yahushua says, buy of me gold tried in the fire. And the word fire, 4442, this is the Greek side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. The word is pure. This is a neuter noun in the Greek. But if I remember correctly, and I'm going to try to see if I can hurry up and find it, in the African Hebrew, the word fire, I believe, is feminine. Let me try to find it, sisters and brothers. Because some things are changed. Yeah, I believe I'm correct. When you get to the Greek. So you have to have, we have to be rooted in the African Hebrew. Now, fire in the African Hebrew language is feminine. Fire, flames, supernatural fire. The number is 784 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Theophonic fire, meaning the reality of the Most High in the fire, in the elements. The element, the African ancestors saw every element, every atom of the universe as animated with the reality and the power of the Most High. So, this correlates with the teaching from the ancient Africans under the name of, let me see now, you have Nun and Nunet. I might as well just go ahead and see what I can say. Nun and Nunet, which is Nun, the masculine water, because the seed of the masculine is watery, that which is called sperm. The seed of life is watery, and that watery reality begins with the masculine. And in the womb of the sacred feminine, Nunet, that space, spatial, that space womb, black. And so the watery substance goes into the womb of Nunet. And then you have, let me see if I can find my notes, sisters and brothers. I got to go how my mind is going, because that is where my mind is going. You have next the
the reality of her and her het, which her, the sacred masculine, is infinity, and then you have her het, the sacred feminine, which has to do with the finite principle. The man, the masculine, the father, emits into the womb of the mother, and you have the concept of time, but the mother, the womb, puts a final reality on that which has been emitted into her womb. So you have infinity masculine and finite feminine. Then you have cuck and coquette. The sacred masculine father cuck is darkness. And then you have coquette. The sacred feminine is light. So light, and you have in the Hebrew, fire is feminine. Light in the ancient Africans was feminine. And then you have here in the African Hebrew, fire is feminine. So back to the New Testament, we have Yahushua saying, purchase of him gold tried in the fire. And so in the Greek, they neutered fire, but we know that fire and brimstone and light are feminine. All right. So we're honing in on the realities of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. Yahushua understood these polarities, these opposite principles operating within the universe. So fire reveals. And so Amenet is that principle that reveals that which is hidden from Amen, the Almighty Father. So you see how the principles of masculine and feminine are working. So purchase and buy of Yahushua fire. And this word is fire, and it has to do with purification, the reality that the power of the Most High is in the universe under the term fire, under the term light, to purify. Because we're talking about gold, right? And how the gold must be purified. We have trash and dross and rubbish from the system. And so Yahushua has studied the elements, understands the mother principle of hydrogen, understands the mother principle, the feminine principle of brimstone and fire, the power to clean and purify ourselves of this, from this wicked system, and the realities of the name Yahushua that hath to do with health, wealth, and prosperity, and the act of delivering and liberating the masses from the wicked ruling class and ruling families, so that we may be able to access the health and wealth and prosperity of the universe spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Fire breaks you down. Fire destroys, but behind the fire, we build. The fire purifies. The fire breaks down, and then we build up, and then we clean up. Acts chapter 2, Mother Holy Spirit appearing, the cloven tongues appearing like fire, sitting on the people. That whole drama has to do with the power of the Most High coming, in this case, through the sacred feminine to empower the masses of the poor working class people to take this earth, take this universe, take all the governments and systems and institutions of the earth and utilize the whole of the universe
for and on behalf of the poor and the working class masses. So that all of us may what, Yahushua? That thou mayest be rich. We are coming to grips with our reality of our condition. We must recognize that we are wretched, that we are poor, naked, raggedy, hungry, out of doors. Look at the masses of the people all over the earth. Look at poverty right in the borders of the United States of North America. And no matter how rich you are or how rich we think we are only as rich as that poorest man and woman. As long as we tolerate poverty and oppression and warfare and bloodshed, it shows that we are poor and miserable spiritually, mentally, and morally, which has led to the physical condition of poverty. So Yahushua is saying, be honest with ourselves. Come through this process. Understand what the ancient Africans taught. Understand the Shabaka stone. Understand how fire, mother fire, permeates the whole of the universe. Understand hydrogen, that first element on the table of elements. Understand how hydrogen and fire and how atum, which is Christ, which is Ra, which is the atom, which is Adam, male and female. Understand how fire is able to clean. Understand how fire and brimstone coming through the sacred feminine and light and wisdom, and how this is the process of cleaning, and how the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine work together to produce people that will now be rich. Let's look at this word rich. 4147. Plutio, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It means to be rich, to have abundance. So we're looking at the condition of the people. We're looking at poverty and impoverishment. We're looking at the fact. I just had a speech. I'm going to be quoting from this speech that I listened to. It's a beautiful Caucasian woman. I'll have her name in my summary page, and I will be having her name at the ready to quote her name. She was in Berkeley not long ago, and she said that the problem with education is poverty. She said that the whole No Child Left Behind, George W. Bush, Race to the Top, Barack Obama, these two administrations are giving us nothing but a fictitious narrative, lies and untruths, to cause us to think and be maneuvered into thinking that our children are stupid and our children are doing bad in school. She said, overall, our children are doing well. Our children are doing better. Our children, I believe she said, are equivalent to Finland, one of the nations in Europe that is looked on as having a good system of education. Our youth and babies and children are comparable. As I listen to her speech again, I'll have this information more solid. Are comparable, it was either Finland, one of the nations in Europe. So what she's saying is that the only place in the United States of North America where you have children that do not do so well are those pockets of the United States of North America that suffer from poverty and impoverishment. Has nothing to do with color, race, ethnicity, religion, so on and so forth, but has everything to do with poverty and impoverishment. That
the wealth should be distributed equally so that all of the districts, school districts of America, the United States of North America, may have equal access to the wealth of the resources that are given to the various districts. So it's poverty. And what we want to do is change that reality. Eliminate poverty so that all babies, all youth, all children, and all people are able to access the abundant riches of the universe. Outward possessions, this definition of plutio. This is where you get your word plutocracy. The rule by the wealthy. We want to change that reality. Make all wealthy and all rule on behalf of truth, justice, and righteousness. None of this 1% at the top having all the resources for themselves. We can't sustain living in that way. That's not sustainable. So we're talking about going into Yahushua, purchasing, buying of Yahushua. And remember, Yahushua Christos is you and me. For the word counsel in this scripture, book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 18, that word counsel, one of the definitions is to talk to yourself, to have counsel with yourself. So we are all Yahushua Christos. And we are going within ourselves, pulling out health, wealth, prosperity, pulling out deliverance and liberty, pulling out, warning the wicked ruling class of the vengeance of the Most High, and warning of ourselves not to follow the wicked ruling class and ruling families, because they are creating and have created this system of death, hell, and destruction. This word also means to be richly supplied. Affluent in resources so that he can give blessings of salvation to all. The resources spiritually, mentally, morally, physically, the resources of the universe, the resources of this earth, the resources of the human being. Each and every one of us are a human Christ soul, spirit, energy resource. That when we tap into all of these resources, we will bring salvation to all. Now, the word salvation, one of the words for salvation in the Greek, has to do with being saved from danger and molestation. Because we, as the masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth, have suffered danger and molestation from this system and they who have constructed such system. And this word salvation in the African Hebrew is coming under the sacred feminine, Yahshua, and the sacred masculine, Yahoshua. And these two words incorporate and are the root for that which we see in the Greek, which means health, wealth, and prosperity, which means to be saved from danger and to be saved from all molestation. That's what we are working for. Tap into ourselves. Tap into the resources. Tap into this science of the table of elements and the atom, and understand hydrogen. Understand the watery waves of noon. Understand fire. Understand gold. Understand this process of cleaning ourselves up and cleaning off the trash and cleaning off the rubbish of this system. Buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich, and
white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Okay, let's deal with these words as much as we can. We're going into Yahshua. We're going into Christus. We're going into ourselves to mine out that gold, which is Yahshua Christus, that is buried in this earth. You didn't know you were Jesus Christ. You didn't know that you were Yahshua Mashiach. You didn't know that you were Yahshua Mashiach. You didn't know that when Yahshua was talking to you, Yahshua was talking to himself. So now we're going into Yahshua self. And we are purchasing and buying white raiment. The word white is not white people. The word white here is leukos, 3022, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, having to do with light and bright and brilliant. Talking about the light from the sun. Now, as I understand it, the light from the sun is white, but because of the various particles of the atmosphere, probably pollution, it appears yellow. Okay, now let me see if I can find the word light in the African Hebrew language. I believe I recall something, and let me see if what I recall is correct. Light in the African Hebrew is feminine. Light of the day. Light of the heavenly luminaries. Light of moon and sun and star. Daybreak, dawn, morning light. Light of the lamp. Light of life. Light of prosperity. Light of instruction. The light of the face. Jehovah or Yahweh, as Israel's light. And so Israel, having to do with God prevails, and you are Israel. You are the God and goddess that has the power to prevail and overcome anything coming from this wicked system. And so Yahweh is the light of we who are enabled and empowered to prevail over this system. Yahweh is existing and living. These principles, sacred father, sacred mother, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, working together in union to produce life. Living and existing, giving birth to living and existing. Yahweh is that agency and power that has caused the whole of the universe to come into being. Yahweh and Hayah is that word in the African Hebrew that describes the principle of cause and effect as the first law of science. This is what we can come to when we understand that white is the light of the sun, and that feminine principle that enables us to go above and beyond all barriers put in our way, causing us to realize ourselves as Israel, they who have the power to prevail and overcome. This white, the garment of angels and those exalted to the splendor of the heavenly state. So we are to clothe ourselves in this white light of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, understanding the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. You are the angel. You are the angel spirit soul energy. You are the Christ spirit soul energy. You are the God goddess spirit soul energy that has been exalted. And one of the definitions of Allah and Olah is exalted. To ascend is to exalt. And sometimes when you see exalted, you see Allah is that word used for exalted. So we have been exalted to the wonderful splendor of the heavenly state, meaning that we are going into the science of the heavens, the science of the sun, moon, stars, and planetary science, the science of hydrogen as the root mother principle behind the whole of the universe, and the atom, which is the atom, which is the Christ, which is the Adam, male and female. We are that fiery power that we must go into ourselves to realize this reality, shining or white garments worn on festive or state occasions. What a festive occasion it will be when we finally win truth, justice, and righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. It is this science that will allow us to manifest such reality. White garments as the sign of innocence and purity of the soul. Remember purchase of Yahushua, gold tried in the fire. So we are that gold. Our talents and attributes that were once used for evil have now been purified. We have now been made innocent. And now we are being used for truth, justice, and righteousness. Of the whitening color of ripening grain. So you see grain in the earth. And then when it is ripening, it turns the color of white, reflecting the color of light, reflecting this reality that is the sacred feminine in the African Hebrew language, showing us that we are ripening now, we are ready now, we have been brought forth as pure gold because we have been purified and we have been elevated and exalted into the science of the heavens and the science of the universe. Let's take this next break. See you on the other side of the break.